San Miguel Island, Point Bennett audio description. 721 words, a particularly long and detailed audio description, at the park's request. The view, if you standing at the end of the Point Bennett Trail, you are on a tall sand dune, covered with scattered low succulent plants, overlooking the western tip of the island. Below you is a white sandy beach that stretches out a mile or so into the distance toward two large sea rocks just beyond the shoreline. The beach is deep, at least a football field in width. Depending on the time of year, the beach is filled with hundreds, and often thousands, of pinnipeds, which are torpedo-shaped sea mammals with flippers, and heads shaped like a dog's, but with tiny or invisible ears. More pinnipeds swim just offshore, some hunting, some body surfing the waves. The whole scene is accompanied by a vast, almost deafening chorus of their varied calls, from bellows and bleats to snorts, barks, and creaks. You can hear the rumbling cacophony of the pinnipeds from 5 miles away, if the wind is right. Here, at Point Bennett, the pinnipeds generally include California sea lions, northern elephant seals, and northern fur seals. They are all here to breed, give birth, raise their young, and sometimes to molt, or shed, their fur. With so many competing groups of mammals on the crowded beach, this breeding colony, or rookery, is often a chaotic mix of fighting, sex, sleep, terror, play, and death, sometimes happening all at once. Adult male elephant seals are the largest animals on the beach. These brown animals have short, bulbous snouts, are about 12 feet long, and can weigh as much as 5,000 pounds. They often rest, almost motionless, on the beach, but during the breeding season the males battle one another for females. Known as bulls, the male elephant seals make snorting sounds while slamming their massive bodies together and gouging each other with their short, carrot-shaped tusks, until their necks are red with blood. The females, which are about 10 feet long, and weigh up to 1,800 pounds, form harems around the winners of the battles. Each harem numbers between 10 and 50 females. When born, the babies, called pups, are 3 to 4 feet long, and weigh only about 70 pounds, or 1.5% the size of the bull elephant seals. As the adult males continue to defend their group against other male competition, pups are sometimes accidentally injured or killed. So, scattered around the beach a few dead pups may be seen, in various states of decay, some being eaten by seagulls. The California sea lions have large front and back flippers, and are more agile on land than other pinnipeds, roaming up to a mile inland. The mature males are dark brown, about 7 feet long, and weigh up to 1,000 pounds. Females are golden brown, about 6 feet long, and weigh about 200 pounds. Pups are dark brown and about 16 pounds at birth, but their coats become golden brown after about 5 months. After about 5 years, the male's fur changes to a dark brown color once again. Males have a bellowing bark, that sounds like R. They fight other males to defend their territories. Females will fight other females to defend their pups. In order for females and their pups to find one another, the pups call out in a bleating, bow sound, like that of a baby lamb. Their mothers call back in a creaking, ah sound. The older pups wander farther from their mothers, with many cavorting together in groups in a sandy lagoon 100 yards back from the shoreline. Aggressive sea lion males will occasionally chase and crush pups that wander too far from another male's harem, leaving a few more carcasses, and their attending seagulls, on the beach. Northern fur seals have very large front and back flippers and tiny ears. Males are gray to black, and between 300 to 600 pounds. They declare their territories with a bellowing sound, almost like a cow's moo, and vigorously defend their turf by chasing away intruders. Females are light brown on the back with a reddish-brown chest, with a light patch. They weigh about 100 pounds. These mothers and pups also find one another through distinctive calls. Further inland, the sand dunes become covered with low plants. White seagulls dot the green landscape, spaced about 20 feet apart from one another.